Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 65, and this episode is called You Go, I Go, We Go. And what I'm basically talking about is why men do not go to the doctor. You know, I wanted to do this episode because it is very important. One, it may not be a trend, but it's a continuity of men not going to the doctor. And why I'm labeling it as a trend is because I'm finding that a lot of men do not go, and the reasons why they do not go are workable. You can work through these reasons, but for some reason they choose not to. And now and then, we want to go ahead and we want to support each other in community, individually, and globally as a system. Even a husband and wife or partners that are in their home, they have to have a workable system. And part of taking the children to the doctor to make sure they're okay, that goes for the parents as well. And people who are joined together in a family, everyone needs to go. So it is an upward trend, which I want to see change to a better trend. Whereas men go to the hospital more or go to the doctor more. Now, this is twofold because I know some individuals who do not go to the doctor. And I've encouraged them, enlightened them, give them information as to why they must go. And there are others who, regardless, they go regularly. They get their statuses checked regularly to see where their levels are in any particular issue that they might have. They're addressing it. My brother, for one, he regularly goes to the doctor. He gets his levels checked to make sure he's still within the norm. He looks at what he can tweak and do better in his health in order to get numbers down or just overall being healthy. And since he's been doing that, he has actually have a more positive look on life, on himself. He feels much better because he has been checking his levels and making sure that he gets the required movements and exercise in order to maintain healthy. And he is doing so that even his thought processes is doing very well in changing. Now, I have a couple of reasons that some individuals that I know have given me. And like I said, they're workable. You can work through this with one, support, whether it's from your partners or from the community or from anyone that you could particularly trust. There is a support team out there. You just got to go for it. Now, one of the questions that men have asked was, many men say that the prostate examination is uncomfortable. Now, we all know that being uncomfortable is not the thing. But like I said, some of these things are doable. And I'm going to give you the counteracted side to these questions. Now, they says that prostate examinations are uncomfortable and painful. Well, men need to look at women. Women have to get pap smears every so often. And we all know this makes women feel violated and uncomfortable at times. And it depends on what the woman is going through, that her issue might be painful, but she knows that she's still got to go through it. So men, you have a support system there where someone kind of understands what you're going through when you do a prostate examination, as far as the uncomfortableness or the painful of it. Women have gone through something similar, but yet we go. So you have a support system there. The other question that they say, or answers that they give, is that they're too busy to go. Now, come on. Women wear many hats daily, and not having enough time to fit it all in seems very uncommon. Men know this, and women know this. But we find time to juggle it all. Hear it again. For the men, you have a support system, because we women, we have so much things that we have to juggle through, that if you need to go to the doctor, we're going to fit that in our minds and in our schedules and try to see how we can be there for you. So you, once again, you have a support system. So you may not be too busy to go. Once you know that there's somebody there to be with you, then yeah, making going, you gotta find some time to do that. The other reason that they come up with is that they're afraid of finding out what might be wrong. Here it is again. We have our wives, partners, we have our grandparents that some of us really have to undertake, both male and female. And I've known a couple of men that had to take care of their older parents, and they had to find a way to brace themselves. Many a times when they take their loved ones to the doctor and they find out that there's something wrong, but yet in their mind, they want to do everything possible for that loved one, no matter what the situation might be. Same thing goes for you, men. You can't use that as a way of not going because you don't want to know if something is wrong. Your best thing is to know what's going on in your body, and it may not necessarily be wrong. And whatever that is going on, you'll be able to address it head on and make it much easier for you versus not knowing. Because sometimes not knowing, the anxiety level when you do feel some discomfort somewhere, what it possibly could be, and that alone can push up your anxiety level. So you still have a support system there. Finding out what's wrong is pretty much not a good enough question to ask. The other reasons that they come up with is getting on the scale to see how much they weigh. Oh my goodness. Men, come on. You're afraid to find out how much you weigh? You can do that in your bathroom. Get a scale in your bathroom and find out what you weigh. So as an excuse of not going to the doctor because you don't want to find out how much you weigh is a poor excuse. I'm telling you. We women, we don't want to know how much we weigh every day. And some of us who are on a health tip, we don't even weigh ourselves at all. We just push through it and keep going. We don't weigh. Then you have some people who weigh themselves all the time, you know, because, yeah, maybe they're on a health regimen and they want to make sure that they're staying focused and that they're losing weight consistently. So that is a poor excuse. You don't want to go to the doctor because you don't want to see how much you weigh. Mm. Now, another reason they came with is that they're not wanting to be naked underneath their gown. Oh my goodness. Do you know how many people have to put on a gown when they go to the doctor, when they go to the hospital, for things that they need to have checked, looked at, probed, analyzed, observed? You're not the only ones. Men, we love y'all. But you got to go. You can't use the excuse that you don't want to be naked underneath the gown to go to the doctor. That's another poor excuse. Two so far. Mm. Last but not least, they says that the room is too cold. the examination room. I don't even know what to say about this particular reason. Just the other day, let me give you this scenario. Just the other day, a patient had to go to the ER because she fell. And she was like, oh, I need my sweater. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. And this is prior to her being on the stretcher, getting ready to go out the door, because she says that the ER room is too cold. Now, for anyone who works in the health profession, the reason why some of these rooms are cold is because it helps keep down the germs and any other airborne or surface pathogens and bacteria and viruses that might be lurking. The cold air, or the cooled air, has a tendency to dormant them, or some of them, they don't have a breathing environment. So that's why they keep it cool or keep it cold. So this is the third poor excuse or reason for men not to go to the doctor. There you have it, men. Like I said, you have a support system of your family members, your friends, people you trust, that will be there for you if this is something that you need to do on a regular basis. You just need to go. And I definitely, like I said, I have those friends that I speak to regularly who do not go. And I'm going to get them to listen to this podcast, because if you're not going to listen to me straight on, maybe if I let you listen to the podcast and you hear the reasons yourself on why not to go, you will pretty much say to yourself, yeah, she's right. Some of those reasons doesn't make any sense. Now, I'm not saying that men, what you're feeling and thinking about when you don't want to go to the doctor doesn't make sense. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in these days and time, even when you're young and you're getting older, or you're still young or you're older in life, you still need to go just to make sure that you are okay. Anything can possibly go wrong. Anything and everything can possibly go right. You just don't know. All I'm asking is that if you go, I will go. And it results into we will go. There you have it, my listeners. Now, if any one of you have any questions or want to leave me any message in regards to this podcast, hit me up on my message board on Natural Time with Shaliva Johnson, and we'll reason about it. And if you have some better reasons as you cannot and do not or will not go, also leave me those reasons and let us review it, because I definitely want to keep, you know, bring you on my podcast and we can even talk about it. Always anonymous. You don't have to leave your name or even have to state your name if I interview you on the podcast. So let's do this. And what I say, this is Taliva Johnson. This is Natural Times. On that note, you have a natural